The first attitude instrument, which was originally referred to as an artificial horizon and later called a gyro horizon, is now called the attitude indicator. Its operating mechanism is a small brass wheel with a vertical spin axis, spun at high speed by either air or electricity, and the gyro is mounted on a double gimbal, which allows the aircraft to pitch and roll about the gyro as the gyro remains fixed in space. A horizon disc is attached to the gimbals so that it remains in the same place as the gyro while the aircraft pitches and rolls around it. On the earlier instruments, this horizon disc was just a bar that represented the horizon, but now it's a disc that has lines painted on it to represent both pitch and bank angle marks. The top half of the instrument dial and the horizon disc is blue, representing the sky, and the bottom half is brown or black, which represents the ground. And a bank angle index at the top of the instrument shows the angle of bank, representing 10 degrees, 20 degrees, 30 degrees, 60 degrees, and 90 degrees. Pitch angle indexes are marked, showing 5-degree increments up to 25 degrees pitch up or pitch down. What you need to know. When viewing the attitude indicator, the direction of bank is determined by the relationship of the miniature airplane to the horizon bar. The miniature airplane may be moved up or down by using an adjustment knob. Normally, the miniature airplane will be adjusted so that the wings overlap the horizon bar whenever the airplane is in straight and level flight.